Today's shiur is Masechet Ksubos Daf Ches. We will begin on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom, Tana Rabbanan. Our Gemara continues teaching us the halachas of the Sheva Brachas that are said at the wedding, at the chuppah, and then for the 7 days after the couple get married. Tana Rabbanan, Mevorchim, Birchas Chasanim Be'asara. Sheva Brachas have to be said with 10 men there, Kol Shiva, and they said for all 7 days after the wedding. Amar Rav Yehuda, however, says Rav Yehuda, when may Sheva Brachas be said? V'hu Shabo Parim Chadoshes. If Parim Chadoshes, new faces come, there have to be new guests attending these meals in order to allow Sheva Brachas to be said. And there's a fundamental machloikis, Rambam and Rosh, into the reason why Panim Chadoshes are required, which have very serious halachic ramifications. The Rambam learns that the reason why Panim Chadoshes are required, because that is the halacha. Sheva Brachas cannot be said unless they are new people, people who haven't heard them previously there. The Rosh learns that the reason why Chazal required Panim Chadoshes is because Chazal said that Sheva Brachas can only be said when there's extra rejoicing. Panim Chadoshes represent new simcha, new people that weren't there previously, and therefore only when Panim Chadoshes are there may Sheva Brachas be said. Who are the people that cause extra simcha? So the way the Rishonim describe it is someone who adds simcha, his presence adds simcha to the event. Others explain that any individual who, because of him, we would prepare food, more food in his honor, that is already considered Panim Chadoshes. And therefore, these opinions of the Rambam and the Rosh have various halachic nafkaminas. One is how many people are required for the Panim Chadoshes. According to the Rosh, as long as there's an extra individual, that there's extra simcha, we have a situation where Sheva Brachas should be said. However, according to the Rambam, Sheva Brachas and Panim Chadoshes are a special din, and perhaps say some Rishonim. In fact, the Rambam's son, Rabbeinu Avram, quotes his father saying this, that you would need to have 10 people present to be Mekayim Sheva Brachas, Panim Chadoshes. Similarly, if one attended the chuppah but did not attend the wedding meal, according to the Rambam, he could not be a member of the Panim Chadoshes. According to the Rosh, he could be a member of the Panim Chadoshes. Also, a shayla would be, do the Panim Chadoshes have to participate in the Sheva Brachas Suda in order to be considered Panim Chadoshes? According to Rambam, perhaps not. According to the Rosh, the whole point is that he's part of the meal, and if the Panim Chadoshes is not participating in the meal, he cannot be considered Panim Chadoshes. Another nafkamina is what Tosfos discusses, and that is there a requirement for Panim Chadoshes on the Shabbos meals? Tosfos teaches us that there is no requirement. It's interesting to note that the Rambam does not quote this halacha that Tosfos teaches us. Because according to the Rambam, there's a special din that by every meal of the Sheva Brachas we have to have new guests. Makes no difference, Shabbos or during the week. But according to the Rosh, and apparently Tosfos agrees with the Rosh, since the point is extra simcha, the Shabbos meals carry with them an extra simcha, and therefore they are in lieu of Sheva Brach. They are in lieu of Panim Chadoshes. The same would be for Yontif meals. They also have this extra simcha, and therefore they could take the place of Panim Chadoshes. There is a shayla in the poskim, what is the halacha on by Shal Shudas? Do we do we take the same approach that the Shal Shudas meal, given that the Shal Shudas meal generally is not part of the, is not such an elaborate meal, can it take the place of Parim Chadoshes? The minig is that by Shal Shudas, if a Dvar Torah said, the Divrei Torah are considered the Parim Chadoshes. But there's a very interesting word that the Mepharshim say. When Tosfos tells us that Shabbos could be in the place of Parim Chadoshes, or Suda Shabbos, Tosfos quotes a Medrash. The Medrash says that Minim Ba'agoda Mizma Shir L'Yoyim HaShabbos Amma Kadosh Baruch Hu Parim Chadoshes Bolukan. Tosfos says that the Mizma Shir L'Yoyim HaShabbos represent the Parim Chadoshes. And the Mepharshim ask, what is the connection between Mizma Shir L'Yoyim HaShabbos and Parim Chadoshes? So I saw a very nice word. The first letters of the words Mizma Shir L'Yoyim HaShabbos make up the word L'Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, Kikaron Or Panav. The face of Moshe Rabbeinu shined. So Tosfos is telling us, yes, we have the same individuals who attended the Shev Brachos during the week, but those individuals are different individuals on Shabbos. Just like the face of Moshe Rabbeinu shined, every Jew's face when Shabbos Kodesh comes shines, and it's not the same face. So every one of us are upon him chadoshes on Shabbos. The Brisk Rav says the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Rosh can explain another Machlokes. The Rambam says that when a bacha marries an almana, there's 3 days of simcha and 7 days of sheva brachas. However, the Rashba says that if there's no simcha, there is no sheva brachas. What's the machlokes? Explains the Brisk Rav. According to the Rambam, there are two dinim. There's a din of simcha, and there's a din of saying the sheva brachas. The din of saying sheva brachas is not connected to the din of simcha. It's a separate din in the meals. And therefore, even if the dinim of simcha are over, sheva brachas can still be recited. But according to the Rashba, sheva brachas, as we see in our Gemara, is connected to simcha. Parim Chadoshes represents simcha. And if there is no longer a chiyuv simcha, there is no longer a chiyuv of saying sheva brachas. The question that the Poskim also discuss at length is, may one leave a wedding before, without having heard the sheva brachas? On whom is there a chiyuv to hear the sheva brachas? Some Poskim say, the Michas Yitzchak discusses this, or Shlomo Kluger discusses this, that the chiyuv of sheva brachas is either a chiyuv on the chasam v'kala, or it's even a chiyuv on the guest who are there when benching is being recited. But if they're not there when benching is being recited, then there is no obligation for them to say sheva brachas. On the other hand, I saw the Shalos HaTshuvos Evan Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael Yankov Fisher. He takes the opposite approach. He says everybody who participates in a wedding has to participate in saying sheva brachas, to the point, he says, that if there's a minyan of people who are about to leave a wedding early, they should bench with a minyan and say the sheva brachas, even though the wedding isn't over and the official sheva brachas ceremony isn't yet going to take place. Rav Moshe says that if a person anticipates not being able to attend the wedding till benching and hear the sheva brachas, when he washes at the beginning of the meal, he should have in mind that he doesn't intend to participate to that degree and therefore not be obligated in his staying and hearing the sheva brachas. My Mavarech, what are the exact brachas of the sheva brachas? Amar Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda says the first bracha is bracha to Hashem al kedem melech ha'olam shehakol baruch l'chvoidoi. So the Rishonim explain what is the first bracha of shehakol baruch l'chvoidoi. Rashi says that this is not specifically a bracha to the new couple. It's a bracha either to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We begin all of our simchas with glorifying and thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything that He's done for us. And that's how we begin the Sheva Brachas too. In fact, I saw that the Poskim say, based on this, that if the Shemar, if this bracha by Chasna was said under the chuppah before the Berachas Erusin, it's also not an issue. Because the point is to mention this as we begin the wedding. Another pshat that Rashi says, it's a bracha to bless and greet all those who have gathered at the wedding. In fact, I saw from Yerushalayim Chadoy from Bells that he says when Rashi says it's a bracha to gather for all the nesafim, it doesn't mean the nesafim, all the people who are gathered physically at the wedding, but actually it means the nesafim, the people who are no longer in this world. As we mentioned in the previous year, the neshamas of the forebearers of the couple also come to attend the wedding, and we greet them as they come join in the simcha. But the Mefarshim explain also that Shakabar al-Khvoidai, we recognize as this couple begins their new lives, we tell them that everything that they do in their lives should be a bracha, it should be bring Kiddush Hashem. The next bracha is Yotzer Ha'adam. We thank Hashem for creating person. And again, the Mefarshim explained that we're following the path of the creation of the world. First was the Shaka Baruch Chvoidoi, first there was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and after there was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then there is Yotzer Ha'adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam HaRishon and brought him to this world. The Mashah explains these two brachas in the following manner. We know, he says, the Gemara says, that Noyach Laila Adam Shaloi Nivra Mishanivra. It really would have been better for a person not to have been created, because there's much greater chance, unfortunately, for a person to do averis than doing mitzvahs. However, after we recognize Shahako Baru L'Chvoidai, that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created is for His glory, and Yotzer HaAdam, we who live in this Gashmis world can use the Gashmis to the world to create and do simcha, to do mitzvahs. So now we could thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is worthwhile that Yotzer HaAdam, that the person was indeed created. The next bracha is Ashiyotzer HaAdam B'Tzalmai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the Tzalam Elokim, B'Tzalam D'Mustav Nisoi. Some Mefarshim explain that that refers to the woman, which is considered a Tavnis, she was built. We have a building for eternity. That Mefarshim explain is the entire purpose of getting married. Person unfortunately leaves the world, but by getting married and having children, he has Nitzchias, Baruch to Hashem, Yotzer HaAdam. The fourth bracha is Sois Tosis, the Sagal HaKara, the barrier one should rejoice, that refers, says Rashi, to Yerushalayim, that in every simcha we have to mention Yerushalayim, B'kibbutz Banel, Soich B'simcha, Baruch to Hashem, Mesameach, Tzion B'vonel. And we thank and we recognize Hashem. The Meiri explains what we're saying is that just like when Mashiach comes, we will reach the highest level of simcha, so too should this couple rejoice in that way. The next bracha is Sameach T'Samach Reim Ahuvim. These the couple should be happy. And Mefarshim explained, what is the double lashon Sameach T'Samach? So Mefarshim explained that we're giving a bracha to this couple, that their simcha should be a simcha that is a continuous simcha. Just like as they are standing now by the chuppah, by the sheva brachas, in this tremendous time of joy, Sameach T'Samach, this joy should continue. As Adam and Chava rejoiced in Gan Eden, as Mefarshim, as the Yaakov Gershuni explains, Adam and Chava, when they were in Gan Eden, there were no other distractions, and there were no other ulterior motives to their companionship. So too should every couple be worthy of that. Baruch to Hashem, Mesameh Chosim V'Kala. And Mefarshim and the Reb Chaim Shmulevitz points out, here we see that when a person davens, he should ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for as much as possible. We should ask for the simcha like there was by Adam V'Chava, the highest madrega of simcha. When one davens, he could ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for anything. And the last bracha is Baruch Ata Hashem al Kirim Melech HaOilam. Ashabara Sosin v'Simcha, Kadosh Baruch Hu created Sosin v'Simcha. The Farshim discussed that the difference between Sosin and Simcha. Sosin is something that's outward shown, Simcha. Simcha is show is in the heart. Gil Arena Ditzu v'Chedva, all terminologies of joy. Av v'Achav v'Shalom v'Eirus. Meher Hashem al Kirim Hashem v'Ari Yehuda b'Chutz v'Shushlayim. Kal Sosin v'Kal Simcha. Kal Chosin v'Kal Kalo. Kamitzalis chasanim mechupasam unorim mimishtein nigunasam baruch ato Hashem mesamei chosin mekala. Farshim explained that there are ten words of simcha here, that in those days, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepared for Adam HaRishon 10 chuppas, so too the minig was in those days that there were 10 chuppas prepared for every chosin mekala, and that's why we say these 10 lishoinis of Simcha. Another pshat that I saw is that every couple, as they begin their new home, is creating a world. And just like the world was created by Asor Mamoris, with 10 Mamoris, so too this couple is blessed with 10 terms of Simcha. However, there are some Mefarshim that say there are really 12 Lashonis of Simcha. They include Chas Mekala as words of Simcha, and the 12 words of Simcha represent the 12 months of the year, the Shana Rishona of the Chas Mekala, that the Chasan has to spend that year with his Kala, is making her a Simcha. And in fact, the Mefarshim say that the halacha is that even if the couple get married in a leap year, the Shana Rishona is only held for 12 months. Rashi and the Rishonim also discuss why in the previous bracha was it said Mesameach Choson Vikala, and here we say Mesameach Choson Imakala. So Parshat Pshatim and Farshim explain, before they were saying a tefillah for each of these individuals that they should be Zoicha to Simcha, and now we're saying a bracha for this couple together that they should be Zoicha to Simcha. Another pshat that I saw is that Mesameach Choson Imkala is that until the Sheva Brachas are recited, this couple cannot live together, as we mentioned previously. Kala B'lo Bracha, Asura L'Bala, before the Sheva Brachas are recited, she may not live with her husband. Now, we're saying that the Sheva Brachas are complete, Mesameach Choson Imkala, the couple could go be together, B'Simcha. But to remember, says the bracha, Mesameach Choson, it's you, the Choson's responsibility, Ima Kala, to make the Kala be besimcha, to be happy. Rashi goes in great length here to discuss the nusach of these brachas, that some brachas begin with the word Baruch, and some don't begin with the word Baruch. And Rashi explains that all the first bracha, as we explained, speaks about a distinct subject, Shahakal Baruch L'Chvoidai, so it has its own Baruch. Similarly, Yotzer Adam speaks about a distinct subject, so it also has its own Baruch. The next three brachas speak to this new couple, so the third bracha begins with the word Baruch, but the fourth and fifth brachas do not need to begin with Baruch. And the sixth bracha begins with the word Baruch, because as we're going to learn later in our Shir Mitzvah Shem, that the halacha is that at certain times the first five brachas are not said, but this bracha is said, and therefore in situations when only this bracha is said, we start this bracha with the word Baruch. In fact, this is the basis of a very fundamental shaila discussed by the Paiskim, and that is, can the Sheva brachas be separated and said by different individuals? If they're considered all one set, then they should not be allowed to be separated. And there are many different opinions mentioned by the Paiskim in regarding the Shaila. Some say that the first five brachas should not be separated. They represent one set. They could only be said after, and there's one set, and then the sixth bracha said separately. Others want to suggest that the first bracha, Abar Priyagofen, and Yotzer, Shakel Baruch Chvoid, and Yotzer Adam, each being separate brachas, can be said separately. But the next three brachas, as we just said, in the name of Rashi, since they represent separate, one concept, should not be separated and should be said by one individual. The Minig Olam, as Rav Moshe Feinstein tells us in the Tshuvas, is that one person, that separate people say all the Sheva Brachas. However, I saw in his name, and in the name of Tzvi Pesach Frank, and in the name of Rav Yonason Steif, that since, as we've discussed, there are strong reasons to believe that these Brachas are indeed one set, the people who are specifically the people, everybody, but specifically the people who are reciting the Sheva Brachas should make sure to hear all of the Brachas. The other question is, as we've just learned in our Gemara, there are six Brachas mentioned in our Gemara. Yet we know that known for Sheva Brachas, which represents the Bari Pri HaGofen. And the Paiskim all say that Bari Pri HaGofen is a Bracha. It's just not mentioned in the Gemara because it's a standard Bracha. And the Bari Pri HaGofen by Sheva Brachas that are said during the 7 days are said, the Paiskim say, at the end of the set. Why? Because if they're going to be said before the Sheva Brachas begin, one would think that they're being said really just as the Bracha on the Kais, and we know that on the Berachas HaMazon, so you want to show that's being said because of the Sheva Brachas, and that's why it is said at the end of this, after the six Brachas. There is a Machloikis of the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch if these Brachas, if this Bari Pri HaGofen, if we have one cup of wine or two cups of wine, the Shulchan Aruch says that one cup of wine is adequate to bench on and also use for the Sheva Brachas. The minhag that the Ramah says is to have two cups of wine. In fact, the Paiskim say that according to Ramah, the second cup of wine that's going to be used for the Sheva Brachas should be poured already before Brichas HaMazon, since, as we're going to learn, when the Brichas HaZimun is said, we say Shasimch B'maynai, and we say Dvei Haser, so at that point the Brachas, the cup of wine, should already be prepared. Also, as the Paiskim indicate, the Sheva Brachas can obviously only be said when the Chosin and Kala are in attendance. Says the Gemara, Levi Ikla Lebei Rebbe Belula de Reb Shimon Berebbe. Levi came to the home of Rebbe by the wedding of his son Reb Shimon. Baruch Hamish. He only said 5 brachas. He omitted saying the brach of Yotzer Adam. Rav Asi Ikla Lebei Rav Ashi Belula de Mabere. He came by Mar's wedding, and Baruch Shit, he said all 6 brachas. He included Yotzer Adam. Says the Gemara, Leim Bahakamifki. What is the machloikis between them? The Masavar Chod Yitzira Have, or Masavar Shtei Yitziras Havoi. We recall the Gemara Masech the Erevin that discusses how it was when the creation of Adam and Chava. One man Dama says that Adam and Chava were actually created. Adam was created with 2 faces. One was the male and one was the female. And the other man Dama says that Adam and Chava were created, first Adam was created, and he had a tail, he had an appendage, and from that tail was ultimately created Chava. So according to the man, the Gemara wants to say that there was really Adam and Chava from the beginning. So there's no 2 stages, there's no Yotzer Adam and Ashi Yotzer. According to the man, that there was first just Adam, and then there was Chava, we have 2 separate brachas. That's the way Rashi explains the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Loi, that's not necessarily true. Everybody could agree the Kula Al Machad Yitzir Havoy, there was at the beginning one person with a male and a female face. Just Masover, the man, the Omer of Asi, says that we follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's initial plan, which was to make 2 separate people, Basim Achshava Azlinen, therefore 2 brachas are appropriate. Or Masav Basim Maisas Linen, we follow actually what he did, and he created Adam v'Chava really at the beginning together. Kiha to Rav Yehuda Rami, as we find Rav Yehuda asking a question. Ksiva Yivrael Kimas Adam Betzalmoy. Hakadosh Baruch Hu created 1 Betzalmoy, 1 creation. Ksiv Zachin the Kevin Baram, they were 2. Hakeitz said, how do we reconcile these 2 psukim? Says Rabbi Yehuda, originally HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended to create two separate individuals, a male and a female. L'psoif niver echad, at the end he created just one, a male and female combination, which ultimately separated into two. And as the Rashba asks, we're referring here to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't change his mind. What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu first had this intent and then he changed his mind? Explains the Rashba. It was always HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intent that there should be two, a male and a female. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that for this male and female, for a couple, he wanted this couple to be able to get along and live together. So he purposely created them first as one, male and female, one person, that it should become easy, as even though a man and a wife are really two separate individuals, it should be easy for them to combine, it should be easy for them to get along, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them in this fashion, although it was always his intent that they indeed be two separate individuals. Rav Ashi Ikal Abay Rav Kahana, Rav Ashi came to the home of Rav Kahana for a wedding. Yom Kama Baruch Hu, on the first day, he said all the Sheva Brachas, Mikan Ve'elech, after the first day, and again, what the first day means, as we discussed in the previous year, does it mean the first meal, or does it mean all the meals of the day of the wedding? Machlokes Rishonim, Mikan Ve'elech, Iyek Eponim Chadoshes, if there were Eponim Chadoshes Baruch Hu, he said all the Brachas V'ilav, if he didn't have Eponim Chadoshes, Afushi Simcha Ba'amahu, it was just a time of joy, and he says Simcha Mevarach Simcha Ma'ayin Vashabara, but did not say the other brachas. The Mefarshim and the Paiskim say that even if we're going to say Simcha B'Ma'ayinai, we and Ashabara, it's only if there are extra guests. If one is just sitting with his own family, then Simcha B'Ma'ayinai and Ashabara should not be said. It's also Machloikis that we're saying that Ashabara could be said always, even if there aren't Panim Chadoshes. Machloikis, do we need a minion for Ashabara, or is a mezumin enough? Certainly for Simcha B'Ba'ayna, three individuals is enough. I also saw a shaila that the Paiskim discuss. What would be the halacha of a chassan and kala during their Sheva Brachas, and they need to eat, so they walk into a restaurant, let's say, for lunch, not as part of the Sheva Brachas festivities, but there is a minion of Jews in the restaurant. Would Sheva Brachas be recited? The Paiskim say that Sheva Brachas should not be recited. Sheva Brachas are only recited when the purpose of the meal is indeed in honor of the couple. Simcha M'Ayna, M'Ayna means the place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we're recognizing that there is no Simcha complete unless the Simcha is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, that's where there's complete Simcha. And the Mefarshim say Ma'oin is one of the heavens where Malachim sing and rejoice, and that's why it's the most appropriate place to say Simcha B'Ma'oin. B'Shivavat Shloshim, from 7 until 30 days after the wedding, Ben Amalu Machs Melula, whether when one was invited in honor of this new couple, Bein Lo Yamel Lamach Smalula, or it's not in honor of this new couple, the Varuch Shet Simcha V'Moynoi, Simcha V'Moynoi should be said, V'Kam V'Eilach, after the 30 days after the wedding, I Amel Lamach Smalula, if the guests were invited because of the wedding festivities, the Varuch Shet Simcha V'Moynoi, then Simcha V'Moynoi is said, V'Loi, if not, Loi, it should not be said. Ask the Gemara, V'Ki Amel Lamach Smalula, and if they were invited because of the guests, Ad Amos, until when does this go on that we say Simcha M'Ayna? Amra Papi Mishmei Derava Atrei Siyachashata, until 12 months after the wedding. And again, the Mefarshim say 12 months, even in a leap year. Umikar Amos, before the wedding, from when could Simcha M'Ayna be said? Amra Papa Michirami Sha'ari Besnisa, from when they throw barley into the vat. Rashi says two pshatim. One pshat Rashi says is that they used to make beer for the wedding, and from when they start making the beer in preparation for the wedding, we begin saying this. Another pshat that Rashi says, and the Mefarshim say that Rashi says this pshat because beer wasn't made in those days out of barley. So what pshat is that they used to plant barley right before the wedding, barley being a very quick growing produce, to commemorate and say that this couple should also have the bracha of having a lot of children quickly. So from when that was done, they started saying Simcha Mamayni. Eini asked the Gemara, Rapapa Yasek L'Abba Ma'abrei, Rapapa married off his son, or Baruch M'shas Erisin. From the time of Erisin, he already began saying these brachas. Says the Gemara, Shani Rapapa David Trichle. Everything was ready for him, and the wedding was all ready. He was a wealthy man, and therefore they already could start saying the bracha. Ravina says the Gemara, he arranged the match between his son and the daughter of Rav Chaviva, or Baruch Mishas Erison, and began saying these brachas from the time of Erison. Omar, for he said, Kimli begavayu d'loy hadibu. I know that this marriage will happen, and therefore we could already say these brachas. However, loy stai mils v'hadibu, the marriage did not actually end up happening. Rav Tachlifa by Marova, Ikla l'bavel, he came to Baba Berch Shist Arichta. Instead of taking the brachas that we mentioned earlier, some of the brachas have a very short nusach. He said in a longer version, V'lesach l'sakavasei, but that's not the halacha. We have to follow the nusach that Chazal established. Rav Chaviva Ikla l'bei Mahula. Rav Chaviva came to a bris. And Baruch, and he made the bracha of a simcha b'moinai. How it says the Gemara, "Less hechasek of a say." It's not appropriate to say simcha b'mayna by bris. Mishum the treaty, the simcha is not complete. The islay tzar liyanuka, the child is in pain during the bris, and therefore we don't say hasimcha b'mayna. However, the Rishonim do say, there's a machlokes Rishonim, that even though we don't say simcha b'mayna, do we say a shechianu? The Rajba says, for the same reason that we don't say simcha b'mayna, we don't say Shechianu. However, the Rambam, and that is the minig of Eretz Yisrael, is to say Simcha v'mayinai by a bris milah. There's also the Rishonim discuss, should Simcha v'mayinai be said by a pidyon haben? Some Rishonim suggest that certainly should be said. There the child is not in pain, and therefore Simcha v'mayinai should be said. However, the Ritva says that the Gemara only considered that Simcha b'mayna should be said by a bris, because a bris is referred to as Simcha. As the Pasuk says, Sos anoichi alem rasecho k'maitzei sholol rov. But every other mitzvah which is not identified as Simcha, there's no shah that Simcha b'mayna should not be said. Other Rishonim say Simcha b'mayna should not be said by opinion of Ben, because the child is still in pain from the pain of the bris. The Mashal, interestingly, says that he wanted to make a minig that Simcha b'mo'inoi should be said at a siyum, because it's a tremendous joy when we make a siyum on a mesechta. And the Mashal said that he actually did that, and there was problems, there was a fire afterwards, some say, or other tzaras, and he realized that we should not do what Chazal did not tell us to do, and therefore there is no minig to say Simcha b'mo'inoi by a siyum. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav. Chassanim and a minyan. Chassanim can be counted as part of the minyan that we need for Shev Brachas. However, as we're going to learn by Avelim, a Brachas said that Avelim cannot be part of the minyan. Meisvei, as the Gemara says in a Braisa, Chassanim v'Avelim, min ha-minyan. Answers the Gemara, Masnissan, Karom Salei the Rav. You're asking a question from a Braisa to Rav. Rav Tana Upalag, Rav Zatana, and he has a right to argue. And as the Chazon Ish explains, the later generations have no right to argue with the earlier generations, because the earlier generations are in a much higher madrega. However, Rav, given the fact that he was such a big Talmud Chacham, he recognized the greatness of the earlier generation and still was able to argue with them. However, I saw interestingly from Ramosha that even though the Gemara teaches us here Rav Tanu Upalig, Rav could only argue on the words of a Braisa. But the words of a Mishnah, even if we consider Rav a Tana, he can't argue with. And that's why Ramosha says many times we have in the Gemara throughout Shas a question from a Mishnah on a position of Rav. Why doesn't the Gemara just say Rav Tanu Upalig? But since Rav cannot argue on a Mishnah, that answer would not be appropriate. Itmar. Omar of Yitzchak, Omar of Yochanan, Chassanim in a minyan. Chassanim could be part of the minyan, Vein Avelim in a minyan, but not Avelim could be part of the minyan. Meisvei asked the Gemara, Chassanim and Avelim in a minyan. The Brisa says that both Chassanim and Avelim could be part of the minyan. And Tosfos points out that here we can't say that Rabbi Yochanan Tanu Upolik. Rabbi Yochanan certainly not considered a Tanu, and he cannot argue on a Braisa. Although, interestingly, the Mefarshim point out that even though we're saying the Rav does have the at times the status of a Tana that can argue in a Braisa, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't, still the halach is that when Rav and Rabbi Yochanan have a machlaikis, we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, not in Rav. Answers the Gemara, Ki Tanya, he, when was that Braisa he said, Bebrichas Hamozen. Regarding the Bebrichas Hamozen, even though there are special additions to the Zimun of the Bebrichas Hamozen that is said in the home of Avelim, the Avelim can be part of the Minyan. Ki Kama, Rabbi Yochanan, when was Rabbi Yochanan saying that the Avelim cannot be part of the Minyan? Beshura, when there's a special, at the end of the Levaya, the Avelim passed through a line, and that time, they're not part of the Minyan. I sort of, some Soifer asks, that our Gemara is teaching us that the Chassanim can be part of the Minyan. Asked the Chassam Soifer that in the previous year, when the Gemara was teaching us the Halacha, that we need to have 10 people for a wedding, and the Gemara quoted the pasuk by Boaz, that Boaz v'yikach asara anoshim, he took 10 people. So the question is, why do you need 10 people? It should have been enough 9, and he could have been the 10th person. Says the Chassam Soifer, that even going back to something else that we learned in the previous shiurim, that even though the chosin can indeed be part of the minyan for the Sheva Brachas, but the chosin on the first night, we know is potter min krishma. He's potter from krishma, from mitzvahs, because he has the tirda of the mitzvah. There we were referring to the wedding of Boaz. At the wedding of Boaz, since he was potter min mitzvahs, he could not be part of the minyan. Ask the Gemara, Elohad, how could this be the proper explanation of Rabbi Yochanan? That we make a difference between the Birchas Hamozen in the home of the Ovel versus the Shura. Elohad Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mevarchim Birchas Chassanim Basara. Birchas Chassanim is said with 10 people, the Chassanim in a minion, the Chassanim can be part of the minion. Or Birchas Avelim Basara, Birchas Avelim is said with 10 people, Vein Avelim in a minion. Now, if we're saying that Rabbi Yochanan is referring to the Shura, Bracha B'Shura Meyikah, is there a Bracha said when the Avelim goes through the Shura after the Levaya? Says the Gemara, El Kikam Rabbi Yochanan, when did Rabbi Yochanan say that the Avelim cannot be part of the Minyan? Berchava. After the Levaya, they used to gather in the street, and they used to bring the Avelim, the Sudas Havra, a special meal, and at that meal, they would say a Bracha, and Rabbi Yochanan is saying, for that bracha, the Avelim cannot be part of the minyan. Ask the Gemara, Elohada Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Bevarchim Birchas Hasanim Basara Kol Shiva. We say bracha of the Chasanim for all 7 days of the Shav Brachas, for Chasanim and Aminyan. Birchas Avelim has said Basara Kol Shiva, Veinam Avelim and Aminyan, but Avelim are not part of the minyan. If we're saying that we're referring to the Birchas Rechava Kol Shiva Meyikah, the Rechava was only done after the Levaya. Says the Gemara, at times there is a Birchas Rechava even not right after the Levaya. If somebody didn't attend the Levaya and wasn't there for when they gathered in the Rechava, when he came to Menachem Avil, as we're going to learn now in the Gemara, the Birchas Rechava was said. Like the situation with Rav Chibar Abba, Makri B'nei Resh Lakish Ava, he was the one that taught the children Resh Lakish Chumash Tanach, Vamalei Masnei B'rei Resh Lakish Ava, he taught them Mishnayis, Shachav Lev Yenuka, a child of Rav Chibar Abba died, others say it was a child of Resh Lakish who died. Yoy Mekameloi Azogabei, the first day Resh Lakish did not go, we're going to learn it was Rav Chibar Abba's child that died, the first day Resh Lakish did not go, be Menachem Oval Rav Chibar Abba. The next day he took Rabbi Yehuda Nachmeni, who was his spokesman, and Amrilei, and he said to him, "Come, Eimin Milsa Kol Kabel Yenuka. Let's say something about this terrible tragedy of a child passing away." Pasach v'omar. So began he said, "V'yar Hashem v'yinatz mikas ubenoysov." HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw because anger because of his sons and daughters. Dor. In the generations where the fathers provoke HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Koyas Abneisayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kav Yochel, gets angry on their children, Umeisim Kshem Ktanim, and they pass away when they are young. Vikad Amri, Others say Bacher Hava, that this person who passed away was a Bacher, he wasn't a child, he was already a young adult, however, below the age of 20. Bachamle, Al Kena Bechurav Lo Yismach Hashem, Yusoyim Vesmanosav Lo Yirachem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't rejoice over the young men, and he doesn't take pity over the orphans and widows. Ki Kulay Choreif Umereya V'Koped Doiva Nevola, because they are hypocritical and they speak in the wrong way. Because Zois Lo Yoshev Lashav Apoy V'Yad Netuya, his anger is not subsided, his hand is still outstretched. Why is his hand outstretched? Everybody recognizes why does a kala go into the chuppah. Anybody who speaks improperly and doesn't speaks not nicely, even if there's been a wonderful decree for him for his entire lifetime that he should have a wonderful life, it's turned on him for bad. And the Mefarshim point out, what is the lashon of kol hamanav piv? What do we have to have? Kol hamanav piv b'divrei nevola, the double lashon, says the Taz, to teach us that only if somebody intentionally says a dvar nevola, then does he have this curse. If he says a dvar nevola, but it wasn't intentional to speak that way, of course it's improper, this klala isn't said. However, the Chidah explains the Gemara just in an opposite point. Kol ham nalpiv, under any circumstances, if one speaks improperly, is he chas v'sholem the subject of a klala. Also, Lachmuni, some says he came to comfort him. Tzurikam etzarelei, he was making him upset by speaking this way. Says the Gemara, Chachikamelu, what he was trying to say is, Chash atla tfusei dara, you being the tzadik hador, you are the one that should be punished for the dar. Mefarshim explained, given that he was the tzaddik of the dar, he should have given mussar to the people, and because he didn't, that's why he was punished. The Maral explains that all of Klal Yisrael, Kol Yisrael, Arabim Zelazeh, were all considered like one body, one family, and just like in the body there are different parts, there's the hand and the feet, and the heart and the mind. The tzaddik is the heart, the mind, the crucial organs of Klal Yisrael, and when somebody wants to damage it, they damage that person. It's as if they damaged all of Klal Yisrael. The Maral also explains the why is there especially such a klala for the way a person speaks, because what makes the person unique, special, greater than anything else in the creation is his ability to speak, and therefore he has to be so careful that he speak properly, speak the very Torah. Amalo, Sir Shlokas said to the spokesman, "Come, Emma Melsa, Kenegat Shifra Shakarish Baruch Hu, say something in praise of Hakadosh Baruch Hu." As Mefarshim explained, people were questioning Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Here, young people are dying. It seemed that it's difficult to understand Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Others explained that there was an Avodah Zarah, there was apikarsis, that there's a God that does good and there's a God that does bad. Say that there's only one. Explain who Hakadosh Baruch Hu is somewhat. Pasuk v'makel ha'godl b'roiv godloi. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is great. He does awesome deeds. He has the ability to be Mechayim Mesim. He does things that we can't even comprehend. Wonders that we don't understand. Say something to console the mourners. Our brothers who are crushed and downtrodden. Pay attention. This always happens. This is the way of the world from when the world is created. The people die. Rabim Shasu, many drank the cups of death. Death is called a cup because it's called Kais Peronius. As we're going to learn later in this year, wine was typically given to Avelim. Rabim Yishtu, many will still drink. Just like the earlier generations passed away, so too with the later generations. Our brothers, the Baruch Hu, who's the master of all consolation, Omar Bayer, Rabim Shasu, To say that many have drank this and died lema is appropriate to say. However, Rabbim Yishtu to say many would die, will die, loy lema is inappropriate. Mishter Rishonim to say that the early generations passed away lema can be said. However, Mishter Achroin loy lema should not be said. One should not say something bad. Dar Hashem Malakish became Tanim Shmed Rabbi Yosi loy lema yiftach adam piv l'sotn. A person should not say something bad, give the salt an opening to say it. Amar Rabbi Yosef Maikra, as the Pasuk says, Kestoyim Hayinu L'Amayra Demina, were compared to Stoyim and Amayra. Amaya Hadalayim, what is the novel? Respond after hearing that. Shimad Dvar Hashem Kasina Sadoim, a person should not speak bad, say bad, Av Yiftach Piv L'Satan. And that's why, in fact, I saw from the Michas Alozer that when it comes in the time of the year when we say Gemara, to we wish each other a good bracha, gemar toiv, we should not say gemar toiv, we should say gemar chasima toiva, because the word gemar toiv for itself does not necessarily have a good connotation, as if the person is gemar, is finished. That's also the source for the minig, that people don't say somebody's a choylem asukin. Again, ayiftach piv l'sotin, to the point, and there are other minhagim all based on this concept. That's the basis for the minig that children who are parents, Baruch Hashem, should leave the shul when Yisker is said. This is the basis for the minig that when one is learning Hilchos Shechita, for example, he should not use himself to demonstrate on. And in fact, the Pais can go on to say this is the basis why if someone, Baruch Hashem, has parents, he should not say Kaddish, to the degree that I saw that, let's say, there was a grandfather who passed away, he only had daughters, no sons, and the grandchildren who are parents should not say Kaddish. Similarly, even if a father-in-law I saw left at Tzavah, that his son-in-law should say Kaddish after he leaves the world because he has no sons. But if the son-in-law has parents, he should not say Kaddish. And this is even there's even a shaila about Kaddish Drabonon. Some places can say that Kaddish Drabonon is not limited to be said by Yisoyimim, and it could be said by people who are parents, yet there are other Paiskim that say that nowadays the minig is that only people with parents, who don't have parents, say Kaddish, and even Kaddish, the Rabbanim, should not be said by such a person. And in fact, I saw the Chalicha Shloima from Shloima Zalman Orbach says that when a Siyim on a Masechta said there's a Kaddish, a long Kaddish that said that if the person who's making the Siyim is Baruch Hashem, a person with parents, he should not say that Kaddish. Especially, he says the Kaddish refers to Tchias HaMesim, and it comes to show as if he is saying a tefillah of Tchias HaMesim because he doesn't have parents, and such a Kaddish should only be said by someone who doesn't have parents. Amalei, kum emi milsa keneg menachem avelim. Say something in honor of those who comfort, who are menachem avelim. Pasra machenu goyim lechassadim b'nei goyim lechassadim. Our brothers, who are du chesed, the children of the du chesed. Hamachzikim v'brisoi shal Avram Avinu, follow the path of Avram Avinu, as Rashi says. V'yital eshol achilo shtia lina, yak Avram Avinu was the model of chesed. Achenu ba'alagmul yishalam lechem gemulchem. You who do good should get good pay back to you. Baruch atah mishalam gemul. Amalei kum emi milsa keneg kol Yisrael. Speaking about Klal Yisrael, pasuk v'ama. Rebbein ho'ilumim. Pedei v'atzeil. Malei toshiyam chi Yisrael. Save and bring Yeshuas to Klal Yisrael. Min ha'deva, min ha'cherev, min ha'bizim, from all different types of trouble. Min ha'shtofen ha'yirukin, from bad winds, from yellowing of the produce. When we call mine pronios, I'm sraches of us loylam term dikra v'atana. Always hear our tefillas even before we need them. Baruch at Hashem oitzim ageifa. Amu ulav amelim masnisatana. Asara koyses tiknu chacham beis evil. Chazal said we should drink 10 cups of wine in the house of an ovel. Shalosh shekoyim achilu, 3 before the meal is eaten. Kedei l'ftoich bnei me'av, in order to open up the stomach, to bring an appetite. Shloisha b'toicha achilasoi k'day lishros achilas shemayov, in order to help digest the food. V'abra lacha achila, 4 after the meal. Echa k'negrazon, for each of the 4 brachas of brichas hamazon, one corresponding to brichas hazon. Echa k'negr brichas aretz, echa k'negr b'nei rishlayim, v'echa k'negr atoiv ha-meitiv. They added four more brachas. That was the Chevra Kadisha who volunteered to take care of the people who are nifter. These are the people who are wealthy and would pay for the expenditures of the levayas of people who the family could not afford. To remember the midst of anybody's tzaras, we have to remember the tsar of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, v'echa genegin Gamliel, and one for a Gamliel, who we will explain in a moment why. But what happened was they drank so many cups of wine that they got drunk. So they stopped these extra cups. Some say that they stopped the extra four cups. Other Rishonim said that they stopped all of the drinking, just whatever drank during the meal. Why was that bracha said to Rabbi Gamliel? The Tanya, Brishon Haisai Tzos, Hameis Koshel Kroiva Yosef Mesosai. The beginning, the Levaya, was more difficult than the death, because there was such great expense involved in the funeral. Achim Menichna said bracha until they would leave the Nifter and run away. Achim Rabbi Gamliel of Noah Kals Batzma, until Rabbi Gamliel came and treated himself lightly, but typically Pishtun, he used for Tachrichim linen clothing. Machlokes, what does it mean? Does it mean that somebody in a Gamliel's family passed away and he just bought inexpensive tachrichim? Or does it mean that Gamliel left a tzava that when he passes away they should use inexpensive tachrichim? V'nog kolam akrov loitzi b'klei pishtun, and that became the minig that we use linen tachrichim when a person is buried. Amra papa v'idna noga alma. The minig, the accepted minig now is a feel b'tzar de barzuza, even in canvas that's just worth a zuz should be buried and not spend a lot of money on the tachrichim. However, the paiskim do say that tachrichim should be made out of a white, clean linen cloth, because that represents that we believe in tchias hamesim, and that we will all get up, that all the people who were nifter will get up soon for tchias hamesim and need to be dressed properly to greet the HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to greet all of us by tchias hamesim b'karov b'yameinu.